morning, sports investors. How are you doing today? Welcome back to the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagering. I am your beloved host, Fame Rothstein, a.k.a. Hurrifame. But you can call me Slurrifame. And today is Sunday, December 11th, 2022. It is about 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. And that makes it about, 4 a.m. Pacific Time and about 1 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can contact www.gamblersanonymous.org, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors, as you were yesterday. Gave you four yesterday. Three of them hit. One was a push. The one was a push was hockey. Remember, I told you, we had a minus one. All they had to do was, as long as they don't lose the match, you won't lose the bet, because it was minus one. And they won in shootout. Toronto did 5-4 over Calgary. Okay? And the three we won, we had College Hoop Rock. We had, we had Ball State. They beat the crap out of Evansville. We had them minus nine. And they won by like 20 or 18 or something. They easily won. They would have covered the normal spread of minus 10. Okay. Also, we had We had the Crosstown Shootout. Woo, some goofy stuff that happened at the end of that one. But we won that one minus one. And we had some extra units on that. So you want a little bit extra. Okay. Because that was with 1.5 total units. And the last one, we had Steph Curry to hit us five three-pointers. And I think he had four in the first half. But he hit him. He had a total of six. So, but we don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got five for you today, okay, for the NFL. Okay, and I'll tell you, only one of them is a game. I don't like none of the lines on the games, and I ain't even messing with them because they're not getting much money. But I got mainly props. Okay. We're gonna start with the first one, the game, and that is a 1 o'clock game. It is Minnesota at Detroit. No, I take that back. It's not that game. I took off of that game because I was going to take Minnesota, but I realized we had Detroit to get six wins this year, and they need one more. Doesn't have to be this game, but, you know, we're just going to leave that one alone because we don't mess up our old moxie. Remember, we had Detroit early in the year, right? Before the season started, to get six games over 5.5. But the game we do have is 4:25 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern, on the Fame Rothstein Sports Investing Show, betting public sports show. But we got the Carolina Panthers at the Seattle Seahawks, okay? Now, Carolina, they've been playing some defense the last 3 weeks. They had a injured, depleted Ravens team, and they held them to like 13. Held somebody last week pretty good, too. I'm trying to think of who it was. You know, ever since that game where the Bengals torched them, Joe Mixon had five touchdowns, okay? But I don't see them unless you're an elite defense like the 85 Bears, the 2000 Ravens, you're going to have weeks where you have a good defense. You know, but on the whole, you'll be what your team says you are, and your record says you're 3-8 or 4-8, and you don't play the run very well So we're going to take the Seahawks on the line, -4, okay, for normal odds, -110, all right? Seattle Seahawks, -4. Also from that game, remember, take these individually, okay? I like wide receiver Tyler Lockett of the Seahawks to get us one touchdown. Anytime, just +108, it's a touchdown, okay? Got Tyler Lockett, okay? Now, at 1 o'clock, okay, we've got the Eagles at the Giants. NFC East implications in this game. You know, it's going to be really tight. Dallas is nipping on the Eagles' heels. Giants that won't go away, okay? Philadelphia's got to be on their A game to win this. And when they're in their A game, Jalen Hurts has the ball in his hands, either running or throwing. And I think he's going to get us an anytime running touchdown, okay? Or just anytime touchdown. He might catch a Philly special, okay? But we got Jalen Hurts to take an anytime touchdown, okay? And that's -152 odds, all right? It's not the best odds. You can keep that. If you want to add, matter of fact, let's add a half a unit to it because, you know, it's over -150, all right? So Jalen Hurts of the Eagles to get anytime touchdown, -150, all right? Now, also, we've got at 1 o'clock, you've got the Houston Texans going upstate to take on Dallas. We got the Battle of Texas now. We've, you know, had battles today. We had battles yesterday on the podcast, and today has a battle, okay? Houston Texans are as sorry as it gets in the NFL. They just are. That's probably why Dallas is favored by 17.5. But I'm not worried about the spread. You know, I think that's a little high, a little bloated. But I do like Dak Prescott to score over, to throw over 1.5 touchdown passes. All right? Now, that said, -175 odds. So, you know, you're going to have to put some units on that to make a little money on it, make a little more money. But, yeah, Dak Prescott. Prescott to get over 1.5 touchdown passes. He's got a full complement of receivers and his backs. And, you know, he's just having one of those kind of years. I mean, you know, he was out for a little while, about a month or whatever, but he done come back and acquit himself really nicely. So we're going to take Dak Prescott over 1.5 touchdown passes, all right? And I tell you what, I'll give you two of them. So we're going to get a total of, no, I'm only going to give you one. I'm only going to give you one. All right, and one of them is Jacksonville Jaguars, all right? At 1 o'clock, they are hosting the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry and them. And it's been a while since Derrick Henry kind of took off, you know, against the Bengals a couple weeks ago. He had a long run, like, wasn't it like, it was a long run, like 70-something yards or something? Might even been more than that. But he fumbled at the one. And it kind of just took the wind right out of Tennessee's hands. And he hasn't been the right the past 2 weeks since. Well, the rest of that game and the week after. He fixes it today. Okay? He fixes it today. Jacksonville, again, one of the bad teams, bad defense. We're going to take Derrick Henry to get two touchdowns. We're going to take Derrick Henry to get two touchdowns. That's +310 odds, all right? Division foe, and they know what he's going to do. You know he's going to run the rock. All right, don't be surprised he busts one out for 40 or more. But we're going to take Derrick Henry over to get two touchdowns, all right, at +310 odds, all right? So let's recap. All right, NFL, 4:25 p.m. Eastern. You've got the Carolina Panthers at the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to take the Seahawks -4. Okay, that's -110 odds. Also from that game, we're going to take Seahawks wide receiver Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett to score a touchdown. Okay, that's +108 odds, all right? That's just one touchdown. Okay, secondly, we've got Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles going against the Giants at 1 o'clock Eastern. We're taking Jalen Hurts to get An anytime touchdown, minus 152. That means one of the catches or runs or picks up a fumble. Can't be one of the throws. Not one of those that he throws, all right? Minus 152 odds, all right? Then we've got Dak Prescott of the Dallas Cowboys hosting the Houston Texans, the Battle of Texas. Okay, we're going to take Dak Prescott to throw over 1.5 touchdown passes, and that's minus 175 odds. We're going to add a half a unit to that, okay? Remember what units are. Like, if you usually bet 20, you know, add another half a unit to that. So you'd bet 30, right? And then the last one, Derrick Henry of the Tennessee Titans to get 2 touchdowns against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the 1 o'clock hour, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto. There's games to be played. There's money to be made. We'll be back tomorrow with more action and to recap today's action. But in the meantime, let's hook up on social media if we're not already. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, BiggieRothstein. My email address, FameRothstein@yahoo.com, FameRothstein@yahoo.com. And please don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments, but most importantly, share the content that you see on the following YouTube channels. The first one, the Betting Public Sports Show, BettingPublic Sports Show, okay? And the avatar is a picture, white and black picture of Casper Holsten, who is the prototype. Anyway, he's the character who, he's the guy who Dr. Valentin Narcisse was supposed to be trying to emulate on the show Boardwalk Empire. Okay, and then also the show BCDK_OH_game. Okay, that's our sports trivia, sports betting game show. All right, more of that coming, but like I said, got an important meeting about that the second week of January, so that'll be coming real soon. All right, but there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be safe, let's be courteous, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it, folks. But until then, be well. Don't forget EFP. That's what we're going for every fucking pick. That's what we go for every day. And don't forget safe betting. Know what you're doing. Know how much you're spending. And know what's around you, all right? But there you have it. Let's go get our action in. Let's be well. Let's be safe. And we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, be well. Peace.